woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the world, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. A couple of things to update you on. We've got the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit happening at the Suburban Collection Showplace. That'll happen January 10th to the 13th, and we'll see all kinds of our friends like Lance Valentine there from Teachin' Fishin'. Also, Brian Brosdahl will be there with the Bro Road Show, and we'll be looking forward to talking to those guys here on the show today and in person in Novi. Hopefully we'll see you there. Wild Michigan being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Great stuff, man. Just about springtime, just about time the grass is growing, you start throwing out your Lucky Buck. But again, by all means, read up on the rules, and you can have them at lucky-buck.com if you know where you can use it and what state and what times and all of that. And also our friends at Conquest Sense, which we will be speaking with Doug Roberts right now. Very happy to have you on after a great year, Doug. Appreciate you joining us here. Happy New Year.
Oh, my goodness. Happy New Year, Duran. Good to be on.
Have you and Karen started breathing yet?
We actually had a wonderful, you know, Christmas with the kids, and we had a good New Year's, and now we're sucking wind already because, you know, the show season starts, and so we're ready, gearing up for that, the new products, and on the road a lot. We still have a job back home that we have to take care of, too. So it's kind of doing double duty.
Absolutely. I mean, ATA's coming up, SHOT Show's coming up, and that's a couple of the big shows that you guys go and you know, display your new products to the buyers out there and some of the consumers that actually get in. A lot of the media going to these shows. And it's a place that, you can really kind of get familiar with not only who is producing the product, but who's using the product and the like.
Absolutely. You know, it's so exciting. Every year, I think there's no way our industry can outdo what's already been done. And you go to the ATA show, with archery, and you go to the SHOT Show, and it's amazing how the human mind can take something that you think is perfected and make it actually better. And so it's new to see the new products that'll be coming out in 2019. And you know, like for us, explaining them to the buyers and getting them to understand the process of how they work and getting them in the store, that's exciting. It's a fun time of the year. I love, doing the show circuit, although you tire out.
Yeah, I know.
I'm getting older.
I've done that. I've done the show thing, either being in a booth standing there or being, part of the media wandering around trying to take all this in the couple of days that you have to do it. And the SHOT Show, forget it. That thing, it's a week long. It's still not enough time.
No, the SHOT Show is just a giant of a show. It's the largest hunting show in the world, and it's just, if you try to walk every single aisle, you would have to probably run for four straight days, and you still wouldn't make it through the whole show. I mean, it's just so big, but again, amazing, amazing products to see. Of course, you see all kinds of celebrities, so it's fun. It's just a very, very busy, active time.
It is. Now, I want to talk about the 2018 deer season. We've talked about weird weather for the past few years, but this is probably by far the weirdest I've seen, because our bow season was cut off, was there was a lot of snow. In October, we got snow and very cold and windy conditions, and that's like a bow hunter's nightmare, is when you have something like that to start off the season in October 1st.
And it is. For the hunter, it's a nightmare, and yet with that cold weather, the bucks were able to move a lot more, and they did move a lot more. Talking with hunters that I spoke with, they were seeing more activity during daylight hours, and I said, because they're not overheating. They can just keep running and keep moving all day long. So It was like 180 degrees from what we're normally used to, and yet the deer activity seemed to be very, very good because of the colder temperatures.
Yeah, I talked to a farmer friend of mine who farms about 8,000 acres down here, and he says, you know, it was the worst farming since 93. I mean, these guys, they keep records of this stuff. He says, but well, we did take a few nice deer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've got farmers around us, and us included, and the water that we got, and what they couldn't get in and get the crops out. I mean, you look at the winter wheat over here, and it might be an inch tall. That's just, you know, normally it's 5-6 inches tall. So the season patterns, the weather patterns were like completely backwards, but was very successful for movement of deer for the bow hunters for the most part.
Now, how does that affect the herd? I mean, how is this whole thing going to affect the herd? Because we really haven't had the snow. I've still seen, hell, we had 3 bucks out back at the radio station yesterday out by our pond. You know,
there's a couple things that happened. Because the farmers couldn't get in and get a lot of crops off, especially the corn, that protected a lot of deer. That really did. And because we still don't have a lot of snow, they're able to get to food sources that are still available. So I think you're going to find that the deer herd overall is going to stay extremely healthy. Now, that still doesn't mean we couldn't have a rough January and February. But again, they're gaining body weight back at this point right now. All of the deer are because of the food sources. So the faster they can gain that back, the better chance they go into the spring, especially the bucks, that they can pound out more antler growth so they're not working on their body condition.
Speaking with Doug Roberts from Conquest Sense here on Wild Michigan, and that's something that's I thought about the other day too. Is I mean, the foraging is a lot easier, and that recovery time after the rut is so crucial for these bucks and for the does because they're doing the running and chase. You know, they're being chased, and now they're going to be carrying here before long. That it's critical that they get the forage that they need, and it looks like we've had a pretty decent run of it so far.
We have, you know, the northern part of Michigan, the Lower Peninsula, UP, they've gotten some snow. And again, but even with that, it's not been so deep and so much that they can't get to food sources. So, yeah, you're right. They're gaining that body weight back, both does and bucks. Now, a lot of people have said they found some bucks that have shed antlers a little bit earlier than normal. Well, that goes back to they've been running for 24/7 for a longer period of time without rest. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they wore themselves down, and you're going to find some of those really aggressive breeding bucks are going to shed out quicker.
And that's you know, again, I'm kind of glad that, you know, the way things go, because next year I'm ready to get back in the tree stand. Let's see. I took a little bit of time off from hunting this year, not for any other reason other than I just needed a break. And we all need a break from something at some point in time. And I took that break, but this year I feel really confident about a lot of good things. And I'm looking forward to getting back out.
Good for you. Well, come and do my job, and you won't have time to hunt.
So, no, yeah, I know. I see that.
It'll get you your break.
And we're going to talk about what's going on with Conquest Sense, too, in a couple of minutes, because you guys have had some amazing growth and some new things coming out. We want to talk about what we can talk about in that new segment, in the next segment, rather. But real quickly, how did the whole scent, you know, the issue with scent and CWD go for you guys this year? How did it affect sales? I mean, so far that you can tell.
Well, right, it really didn't affect sales. Our sales in Michigan grew as well as across the country. Again, there's so much false information or misread information. You know, the science says that CWD, the chance of being spread through, you know, urine, saliva, or feces is so low that it's not even detectable. Is it 100% guaranteed? No. But 99.something%. But yet even that information in certain areas is being skewed and taken as that's one of the main ways it's being spread. So, you know, the public is really frustrated with what's the truth. And so we've had a lot of people call and go, okay, what can I use? What can I use? I don't want to spread disease. Mm-hmm. So we've had to guide them through all of those steps with the factual information. But again, in Michigan, you can use all real scents that are in that APA Deer Protection Program.
All right. Hang on, Doug. More coming your way on Wild Michigan.
can make a living from walking in the woods. You can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral and Conquest Deer Sense. Very happy to have them both on board with us. Michigan companies and great people all the way around. And I can say that with Doug on the phone or without Doug on the phone, very happy to have them as friends and as parts of this show. And great products, again, with Lucky Buck Deer Mineral and the Conquest Scent, so that give us Evercalm, VS1, and other things. Doug, you've got other things in the works, and there's a lot of them, but what can we talk about that's going to be coming our way in 2019?
You know, 2019, we're coming up with nine new, really new products. You know, the big one is called Scent Fire. And what this little unit is, you and I talked, it actually will heat and vaporize liquid scent into the air. And we know that if you can heat and vaporize that scent, it carries further in the air, it smells stronger through the air, and it's much more attractive. It's like if you were to bake a loaf of bread in the house and you open the oven, that warm smell just goes through the entire house and it makes it, fills it immediately. Well, that's what this Scent Fire unit is doing with the deer scent. And we copied all of our different whitetail packages, so you can buy the cartridges, you know, Evercalm cartridges, VS1 cartridges, Rutting Buck, so you can change the scents out within this unit. So that is, everyone's raving about it, that has kind of done the testing of it and done some filming with it, that the deer are very, very attracted to it, and you can control it by remote up to 40 yards away. So for a bow hunter, they have complete control of their scent dispersal at any time out in front of them with the Scent Fire unit.
That's pretty impressive. And, you know, somebody, there might be a couple of people going, why in the heck are you talking about this now? Well, you know, get it in your head now, because once it hits the shelf, it's not going to be there.
So. That's exactly right. The thing is, you know, we're afraid we're kind of limited to the amount of units that we can make. And the people that have heard about it is, why don't you have it on the market yet? Well, we've been working on this. A lot of our products we work on for 2, 3, sometimes 4 years in advance to it coming out to market. So the Scent Fire unit is finally coming out in 2019. We're actually showcasing it at the ATA show and then SHOT Show. Of course, and we got this grape maker, which is a little tool that makes mock scrapes or refreshes active scrapes authentically, like a buck would. So that's coming out. And then we're coming out also with Evercalm and Rutting Buck in aerosol bombs. So we're excited about that because it's a different form of dispensing two of our really top scent products. So that's pretty cool.
Now, when it comes to
a lot of new things,
I want to ask you, because when it comes to scent in a can, what is the propellant that you're using? Because, you know, some people would be concerned that, you know, maybe if there's a propellant, a foreign substance might interfere with the type of scent that we're using and maybe throw or even warn some of the deer off.
Right. Well, Duran, that's a huge question a lot of hunters ask. And most liquids have, for example, a preservative put into them to last on a shelf. And that changes the composition smell to a deer. It absolutely changes what they're smelling. Same thing with our aerosol. They normally put a propellant, like a gas propellant. We are using just straight air as pressure. So there's absolutely nothing being mixed with our scent. And that's kind of been Karen's and my really pet peeve, is we want 100% natural scent. So we're strictly using air as the pressure and propellant to push the urine out.
That's really impressive. I've used other, back before we started using your products, I was using another company, you know, airs a canned scent, and it had one of those timing devices. And I'll be honest with you, Doug, when I was setting it up one time, I probably should have looked at the timer a little bit closer, because all of a sudden I heard it go off and I'm wearing it. So
yeah, well, that's just, you know, that's the thing too. You got to pay attention. What way are you pointing that sucker, and which way is the wind going? And that's actually part of the directions that we have, is make sure you understand which way that is pointing, because again, it's deer urine. not something you want to get on you. If you do get it in your eyes or on you, just wash it off with water, soap and water, and you're fine. You're good to go. But, yeah, I don't like eating or drinking deer pee.
Yeah, no, there was a click-click noise, and then all of a sudden the plunger went down, and that can started to go off. Fortunately, I kind of got out of the way. I got the face out of the way, but I know I could still smell it pretty strongly on my jacket.
Exactly. But, and the thing that we're doing, too, is the nozzle we're using is called an atomizer. Most hunters won't understand this, but if I explain it in this term, atomizing, basically what it does is it takes the urine as it's coming out and pressurizes it and pushes it out in a form of crisscrossing, kind of like you would take and create a string. And by doing that, it actually starts to stick to things in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So by atomizing urine, you can literally leave a scent trail. If you literally just throw the whole container, just set it off and let it all go out, as it goes downwind, it sticks onto leaves and to branches and rocks, and it just kind of clings there and creates that. Again, if we're using Evercomb, it just creates that herd smell of natural deer in that area. So the atomizing the scent as it's coming out is kind of the big deal for the aerosol container.
And that's pretty cool, too, because the wind will carry that. It will stick, giving more of a natural appeal to it, I guess.
Yep, you've got it. So those are the new things we're coming out with at the ATA. So we're excited about it. We've had good views from all of the TV hosts, the pro staff members that have been testing it for the last couple of years, and so we're ready to go. So we hope the hunters are very receptive. And so far, all the buyers have been very receptive of putting it into the stores.
Well, you've had some great base products, too, with Evercomb and VS1, Running Buck, the sensitive stick that we've all, known and have come to love. And to see those, generate themselves into new forms with the aerosol, with the heated scent dispenser. I mean, that's really cool. And it's proving, too, that you're just not resting on the one thing.
Well, you're right, and we can't. We can't just stay stagnant. If you're stagnant, you go backwards. And again, a lot of our products that we're coming out with, some are new designs. Some are just designs that people have created and have brought to us and said, "Hey, does this fit your company?" And, mm-hmm. and we try to create and only bring out products that we know are going to work exceptionally well for the hunter, make them a more successful hunter in harvesting their animal.
Well, I'm happy for you guys, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's new in person. But, show season's coming up. When we get you back from SHOT and ATA, there's some other shows coming up, and we'll look forward to finding out more what's going on as we head into springtime and start talking about antler growth.
That sounds awesome. Well, we'll send you some of them so you can actually take a look at them hands-on.
All right, sounds great. Appreciate it. Doug Roberts, the Deer Professor, and Karen, of course, Conquest Sense, one of our great friends here on Wild Michigan. More coming your way. We're going to speak with Bro about the lack of ice for fishing here in Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan spirit of the wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild!
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Thanks so much to Lance Valentine from Teaching Fishing, talking the whole first hour of the show, and also to Doug Roberts from Conquest Sense. Nine new items coming from the folks at Conquest Sense, both great Michigan companies. Lance with TeachinFishing.com, Doug Roberts with Conquest Sense, of course. Also on the Lucky Buck Hotline, our good friend Brian Brosdahl. Bro is joining us right now, and Lucky Buck, one of our great sponsors, another fine Michigan company. But Bro is doing something a lot of us wish we were doing right now that don't have boats, is he's ice fishing, but he's in Minnesota right now. How are you, Bro?
Hey, doing good. No complaints.
Now, how's the ice where you guys are at? Because we had some in some parts of the state. It has since gone. We're expecting 40s this weekend. And some of our northern portions of the state, there's ice, but I don't have any good, solid reports as to the conditions.
Yeah, I haven't heard yet. I'll be coming through that area. So when I'm at the Ultimate Show, I'll be able to fill people in because I come through the north. And I was just up in Linwood doing Shanty Days over to Frank's when that was going on. And there was they were ice fishing up towards Gaylord and towards the top of the state. And then, of course, the UP is in full swing. But where I'm at right now, we have 14 to 17 inches and big snow dumping. So there's slush pockets, but we got a real warm day today. It's about 33 degrees right now, and the perch are going bananas. And I got a crew here from Indiana, so not too far to the south of you.
Right.
They're up, and they're just hammering them, so I get to be real time and tell you that it's going on.
Now, and that's cool, too. What are you guys using with the perch? Now, you told me off air that you're catching jumbos, and I have a hint that it's a Northland product that you're using.
Well, yeah, I was using the glow shot spoon. A melon is kind of a chartreuse with the pink dots, was just killing them. And then we put on an impulse crayfish. It's a pre-rigged jig crayfish, a little baby one. It's a little small, and you drop it down, they race up to eat it. And the problem is almost every fish has got it in the back of their throat. And you don't even have to twitch it. You drop it down, and the rod tip just bounces in. I bet you these guys will have their limit before the radio show's over.
Not a bad thing for people that are actually fishing, but for those of us listening, we're a little bit envious of those folks from Indiana. But talk a little bit about the impulse, because that's a line put out by Northland that actually has, like, I'll just say, bait bits within it. They won't give me the recipe. They said, you know, that I would come up missing if I ever, you know, had to share that info. But it's a really cool line, a really cool line of products that they have out.
Oh, it's amazing. The skeleton minnow, if you talk to some of the in fishermen guys like Corey Schmidt, it's his favorite shape, and he uses it in summer and winter. But the impulse skeleton minnow is actually a cool name for another bloodworm imitation, and it's real fragile, and it moves, and they just love it. But the impulse, you can't go wrong. The fish just eat it, and I had a pack of pre-rigged crayfish today, and we got two left. The pike bit off some of them, and it's just a matter of trying not to lose them. Stock up on them, I'll tell you that. But, you know, I want to say ice safety, I never skimp when it comes to checking the ice. Every spot that I fish, I've walked and drilled. And if we get to the machine travel, I'm on a machine with a nebulous inflatable raft. So, I mean, it's all about spikes, safety, and you know, just being safe. There's no reason for anybody to go through the ice.
Now, it sounds like you got some activity in the background there, but I want to talk about the nebulous, because I saw on your page, the Bro Roadshow page, or you can follow him also at Brian Brosdahl on Facebook, Instagram, all those things. Just look for him. But talk about that nebulous raft that you have, because it doesn't look terribly big to carry with you.
No, it's like a little suitcase that it's all folded up, and if you pull it, the raft pops out immediately, and it's just safety. I mean, if you have it, you'll never have a problem, but if you don't have it, then what? I mean, how are you going to get out? You have it affixed to your machine, and I always have it with.
That's awesome. Brian Brosnall is our guest here. Bro, now, we're suffering with, like I said, the lack of ice issues here in Michigan. And we know, we talked with Lance Valentine the first hour of the show, a good friend of ours, and we talked a little bit about weed growth, or at least remaining weeds from the summertime, because normally about this time we have ice cover and we're getting the weed die off, but right now we're not having that, or as much of a fast of a rate, I guess.
Well, sometimes the weeds don't die off, sometimes they just they'll continue to grow. I mean, if there's good light, penetration to the into the bottom, they'll still stay alive. Especially strong vegetations like milfoils and stuff like that, they stay alive a long time. And even though most of it dies off, some of it still stays alive.
Now we're looking for food source. Go ahead, bro.
And the fish are going to be drawn to it like a magnet. they love vegetation because it gives them oxygen, and there's food in there. There's nutrients. There's crayfish and minnows hide in it, and even I do think that some of the fish, like perch, eat the zebra mussels. And of course, we know fish love gobies.
Mm-hmm.
They chow on them and they get really big. But I think some of the invasives, they've learned to adapt and to eat them. And zebra mussels are one of those. So it's, because we're seeing them inside the fish.
It's pretty cool that we have actually come to that point, because I remember reading, I love old magazines. I collect old stuff, old tackle, things like that. Reading back, I think it was the late 50s, early 60s, they were talking about the new invasive species called the alewife that was going to be in the Lake Michigan. How are we going to handle that? Well, we found out that we pretty much can't live without it now when it comes to food sources.
It's a tremendous food source from Michigan all throughout the Great Lakes, and it actually controls the flow of the walleyes, what directions they're going. And if the alewives come in, it's hard to catch a walleye because they get that piece of protein to slam and eat. And the thing is with all fish and creatures out there, they're not all big. Alewives aren't just born giant. They start out small, and it's these fledglings that the fish just pound, even perch and walleyes. And look at the musky population starting to pop up in the Great Lakes. It's an amazing thing to have some of this stuff. But, I wouldn't mind having back to the reset button, having just, back to the way it was fine. But a lot of the invasives are here to stay. There's really no way to get rid of zebra mussels with any type of productivity, because it's going to be super expensive. There are chemicals that kill them. But we don't want any more chemicals in the lake.
Right, right.
That's for sure. But getting off the invasives, we know they're here, but they've cleared up water. So details, like true-to-life details, like the impulse crayfish, are what really, really helps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes a big difference. And its color. The color of the crayfish is important. We got to... kind of a brown, but it's got little red in it, and it looks just, if you put it in your hand, it looks like a real crayfish. And so check out some of those impulse things. And another thing too is I found out I took my open water boat unit and put it on, I mounted it on a box, and I have my side imaging, and I'm using it under the ice.
Nice.
Hey, so if you have something on your boat, you could do that.
All right. We're going to talk more with Bro here in a couple of seconds. Stick around. We got Brian Brosdahl, who's actually on ice in Minnesota with some clients. And we'll talk more with him in a little bit here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down, let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the world, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and part of the Michigan Talk Network. So glad to have everybody here. Speaking with Brian Brosdahl, the Bro Road Show coming to Michigan, and we're going to be at the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit January 10th through the 13th. Bro will be there for a couple of those days, and this is pretty cool because, Bro, I want to make sure this is still going on. The contest at planosynergy.com/bro-roadshow for opportunity to win prizes and all kinds of stuff, including a Beat the Bro fishing trip.
Yeah, that's true.
Define beat the bro. You're a pretty big dude. And I'm assuming it's fishing against you.
It's fish. Yeah, it isn't a fight. it's fishing, and whoever wins this, you win prizes, but you get to come fishing with me. And hey, if you catch a bigger fish or more fish than me, you win. You beat the bro. But I'm going to be bringing it while you're there, because it's going to be fun for me too. It's fun for the winner, and it's fun for me because we get to go fishing together.
No.
And honestly, I don't care if you beat me, because it's going to be free for both of us, and we get to go fishing and catch fish, and it'll be a good time. And so definitely enter that, and they're going to take care of it. So do that. It'd be awesome if you won.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm qualified since we have you on the show so much, but again, PlanoSynergy.com/bro-roadshow for all the details and monthly prizes and a chance to beat the bro. It sounds like a Ramones song, beat on the bro, beat on the bro.
Yeah, but not with baseball bat.
But not with a baseball bat, no.
Yeah, no, but this will be fun, and it's a nice spin on a fishing trip, and so... It's definitely go fishing, have a great time, and see if you could beat me that day. Or if you just want to fish, you could do that. We won't hold you to the contest, but it's all going to be about fun and getting people out fishing.
Well, and that's, you know, aside from guiding and tournaments and things like that, that's what you have done best is educate people, and you're going to be educating people at the seminars that will happen at the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit as the Bro Roadshow continues. What is on your agenda for fishing, for teaching us some fishing tactics this year in Novi?
Well, I want to talk about the tactical approach to finding and catching fish through the ice. And being a guide, I get a different perspective than, you know, just somebody who talks about ice fishing, but they're like a tournament pro in the summer. I actually guide all, you know, in a guide summer and winter, and I'm going to tell you how I go about it. You know, there's ways of putting the cards in your favor, and you got limited time, limited places you can go sometimes because of ice. How you can put it together, panfish, and then it's gonna be a cumulative knowledge thing. So if you could bring questions and we can talk. Hey, if you even want to talk about coming over sometime and fishing, or you know, or come visit me, because I'm in Michigan. It seems like probably more than Minnesota lately.
Right. Well, you know, and these are great things. I'm always a student first and foremost. Whether you're on the show or whether we're at the events, because I mean, things change. Water temperatures, colors change. Everything. New products come out. It's an ever evolving cycle that, you know, one thing is never going to work twice in the same spot. It might. But I mean, you can't go out armed with, you know, with one shotgun for all species, so to speak, or one fishing lure for all species. There are some that work better for others, but tactics and learning and learning what's new, you know, learning what you've learned over the course of all your time on the ice and sharing that with us is very important. And that's how we all learn. Excuse me.
I love it. And I will say, as much as I fished in my life, in all my years guiding, I learn from people I talk to. I always say that there's always somebody that's better than me out there, or somebody that's got a technique that's really awesome. And I appreciate everything everybody does, because everybody's good, and they all have their skill set, their wheelhouse. And but no, I love talking to people, and so it's a good place to be, because I get to go to the show and visit with other fishing people, men and women who get out and enjoy the resources, and it's an awesome thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've learned a lot. Honestly, we've learned tons from you over the years, from your days at Ice Team to where you've come now as an angler for them, as you are now with Frabel and Northland. I mean, you have become the face of ice fishing in so many ways.
Well, it's, you know, I have a face for radio. That's the problem. I paved the way for Bubba's.
Right. You're making us all look good.
It does. Yeah, just look up what Ragnar Lothbrok looked like when he was in his 50s, and that's probably what I look like. But, no, it's definitely, it's fun to get out ice fishing, and even before the ice comes, if you could sneak out on that lake or pond and check it out. One thing I will say, I've had good success using a hummingbird sight imaging through the ice. Your best pixelation in sight imaging is on the Helix 10 and up, 10 or 12. You get a little more pixelation, and then if you put a lithium battery on there, you'll get more than just an hour's use out of it. And we'll have some lithium batteries there at the Ultimate Show in the Frank's booth, so stop by. But you could take your boat unit off. The thing is, you need a transducer that's SI, and they're big. You have to have an 8-inch hole to fit it down. And the best thing is, I had a guy rig up, an engineer actually that I met. He rigged up a flapper, so those transducers are giant, size of a candy bar. You got to drop them down. You turn the SI sight imaging one direction only, and then slowly spin clockwise or counterclockwise. And as you spin, you get a clear image, but you can't go two directions because it confuses the head. Mm-hmm. So you just go one direction, and then you don't have to pay $3,000 for these other units that are doing the exact same thing for something you own, and that's a third of the cost.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Hummingbird has got some very impressive stuff. I've got an older unit. Well, it's only older because it's a few years old, and it's not a side imaging unit. But that said, it's still very effective with the chips that you can get for different lakes, the fact that it can go from flasher mode to GPS mode to everything else. I mean, that was more than the things we had 10 years ago.
Oh, It's so amazing. Technology is on a conveyor belt, but it's pretty hard to make the G series any better than what it is. You see everything. You see turbulence that the fish create. So whether it's a G1, G2, or whatever, they're all excellent. And through the ice, they can't rival each other. They're all good. So you're not getting outdated if you buy one now. It's still going to be good because it's sonar. Until they invent something other than sending a signal down and picking it up, it's still awesome. Where you're going to move forward and evolve is in sight imaging. I've had 360, but I just like that traditional SI, and I was using it on a PVC pipe and putting it down the hole and turning it slow. But if you could have a fixed spot, it makes it even better. And it's good for the garage repair person where they could throw something together right in their garage and then bring it with on the ice. You'd love it because you could see fish from 100 feet, 200 feet away. If you just got to focus and know how to read it. And I could show you at the show.
Well, that's something we'll definitely be looking forward to. The Ultimate Fishing Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. It's expanded. The show has gotten bigger. The building has gotten bigger. It'll happen the 10th through the 13th. And Bro will be there with your seminars. And a lot of great people will be showing up with seminars there as well. Bro, definitely one of my favorites because he's been a longtime friend here. And looking forward to seeing you. And I'm sure Heather will be with you as well.
Absolutely. And also, if you want to come and meet me before the show, stop in Thursday late afternoon to Auburn Hills Bass Pro Shops. I will be there. And if you want to visit with me without all the hustle and bustle, do it there. Or stop down at the Ultimate Show and visit right there in the booth. I'll be at the Frank's booth, and then I will be doing seminars. So stop down. I'd love to talk to you. And if you have a technique, or if you're just curious about some way to fish, just do that. It's a really cool show, and definitely, I'll be right there. So don't give me any excuses. Stop in.
You'll see me. You'll be tired of me by the weekend. But, Bro, as always, man, we appreciate you joining us here. Look for him online. There's a link on our website at wildmichiganradio.com where you can connect with Bro and see him in person at the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit or the day before the show at the Bass Pro Shops in Auburn Hills late afternoon. Bro will be doing some really up-close and personal seminars there. Bro, as always, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, remember, ice safety first. Have your picks and some flotation.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks, brother. Good luck on those perch, and we will see you next week.
Thanks.
Appreciate everybody joining us here. It's Wild Michigan being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, Conquest Deer Sense. It's all on the Michigan Talk Network.